This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I think that they've really turned the corner here. We're going to find out a lot of new things about Eastgate Biotech Corp, their new offices in Philippines. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about their liquid insulin mouth solutions. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol ETBI. And with us today, we got two guests with us. We have the president, Rose Perry, and we also have the CEO of the company, Anna Gulston. Anna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Everett. Very nice to be here.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you guys are trying to emulate and attempt to conquer out there in the Philippines.
What we're doing is for the past few years, we have been working diligently on changing the injectable insulin for patients with diabetes to a different format that in our case is a liquid solution that would allow people to be more compliant and actually enjoy a better lifestyle using our insulin for additional insulin that they need. So the whole point of this product is it has to be affordable. It has to be easy to administer. The compliance is going to go up and the complications of diabetes could be somehow stopped and dealt with.
And what do you think that this might come to fruition in the Philippines? And talk about your new office and some of your partners out there.
Well, the whole point is that in the countries like Philippines, the prevalence of diabetes is growing every day. And patients are getting younger and younger, which is very, for type 2 diabetes, is not exactly representative.
Right.
We're talking about type 1 diabetes for young people, but here we have from 13 to 30, that group has presented tremendous prevalence of diabetes in a very fast-growing form.
And so you guys are out there, you open up your new office. When do you think you might be able to administer your product out there and show some revenues on the balance sheet?
Well, that's something that we have to discuss with the government and Minister of Health that are aware of our product, but we have to negotiate with them of what size of clinical trials that they would like to have. And when we know that, we'll come back to your show and bring you up to date.
I'd like to bring on Rose. Rose, are you still the president of the company?
I'm still the president of the company. And under a year ago, I was very happy to add Global Ambassador to Unite World Against Diabetes to my title as well.
So what is your job description and what do you bring and what are you guys trying to accomplish over there at Eastgate Biotech Corp?
Well, we have a lot of experience in the biotech field. Both Ann and I have been business partners and part of management for well over 25 years. I almost hate to say how long we've been working in this field. So, we're very well-versed in startup companies. It's very difficult to be in our position in terms of managing operations and raising money at the same time because most of the time we have to wear both hats. So, with our office in the Philippines and our team of Roger Munoz and Bill Abasian, we're opening up other avenues in terms of financing, which hopefully will be non-dilutive. We'll be bringing that to the table within the next 6 months. And working on our regulatory pathway for the project, which we have experience in both North America and other countries around the world. And the nice part about the Philippines is that we'll be able to shoot out to other local countries around the world.
Can you bring my listeners up to speed on two of the memorandums of understanding, where we're at in that process?
We signed a memorandum of understanding with the local cooperative called Bufarco. We are familiar in Canada with cooperatives, mostly in agricultural industry. They're very powerful groups that have memberships that well beyond just Asia, all around the world. And what attracted us in this particular case is that we can work with Bufarco for distribution of our product, and it will be harmonized across Asia. This is very important because by achieving approval in one jurisdiction, we can spread all around the world.
My guest is today is Eastgate Biotech Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ETBI. Their market cap's only around $4.2 million, and their stock price is a little bit below 5 cents a share. And with us today is the CEO and also the president, Anna Gulickson and Rose Perry. Ladies, let me ask you this. I was reading some of your press releases that you came to an agreement with Northbridge Financial Settlement. Does either one of you want to take that, and what is that? And what does that mean to your company?
That is a very important step from the type of financing that Northbridge was offering that was detrimental to the stock. So at this point in time, we are negotiating a number of non-dilutive instruments that we're going to bring financing to the company so we can accomplish all these ambitious goals that we have in distribution of our product, liquid insulin rinse. As far as Northbridge, we parted amicably, and they returned our outstanding shares in their possession, and it means that the stock can breathe and it can definitely show much better numbers.
Is it unusual to pursue regulatory path from east to west versus west to east?
No, other pharmaceutical companies, big and small, are pursuing different global strategies in terms of regulatory pathways now. A lot of them will go to other countries where the entry barrier is lower. We'll probably be able to get larger amounts of patients in a trial for a fraction of the cost, with the idea of conducting studies that will be accepted by North American regulators as well.
In closing here, is there anything, ladies, that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to the listeners?
We'd like to mention to your listeners that we are pursuing a number of ways of getting help for local governments around the world to deal with the complications of diabetes, because we're not talking just about we're not talking only about developed world, but in the governments are responsible in developing countries to provide some kind of medication to make the people live with complications and have a better lifestyle. So we believe that our product is going to be that type of medication that's going to be available to large numbers of population in these countries. And we hope that the government is going to be assisting us at all levels.
Rose, Anna, I want to thank you very much for your time. Thank you for coming on my show. All I ask is that you ladies don't wait so long next time to come on my show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update. I'm excited about your company. I'm excited about your process and your product. Thank you very much. Appreciate for your time.
We've enjoyed our time. Thank you.
Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.